073, Radha's afternoon cooking and dressing. Meanwhile, after returning home from Yavat, Radhika lays down to rest, and the Manjaris offer various services to remove Ishwari's fatigue. Then Radhika gets up and with her sakis prepares sweets and beautiful pan for Krishna's evening meal. Radhika makes Amrit Keli and other sweets that will delight Krishna's senses. Amrit Keli is a tart prepared by mixing condensed milk, ripe bananas, urad dal powder as the dough, ground coconut, cloves, nutmeg, cinnamon, cardamom, and black pepper, nariyal, long, jayfal, datri, dalchini, elaichi, and kali mirch. Then it is fried in ghee, adding a pinch of camphor, and finely dipped in boiling sugar water. This is called an Amrit Keli tart, one of Krishna's favorites. Then Radhika prepares Krishna's favorite Karpura Keli. To make Karpura Keli, first yogurt is added to boiling milk to make curd, more yogurt. This yogurt is placed in a large bowl along with sal rice powder, more yogurt, sugar, ground coconut, ripe bananas, nutmeg, cloves, and cardamom. The mixture is kneaded with the fingers until bubbles form. Then it is rolled into a ball that is covered with mung dal powder and fried in ghee. Afterwards, the balls are dropped into a sweet sauce made from condensed milk and honey with a pinch of camphor. This is Krishna's favorite sweet, Karpura Keli. Using the same ingredients as above, Radhika makes another sweet called Piyusha Granti Palika. But this time, the sweets are made in the shape of a jalebi, then fried in ghee and dumped in panchamrit. Radhika makes Ananga Gutika, it's another sweet, by mixing sugar with cream, adding rice, coconut, nutmeg, cloves, pepper, and a pinch of camphor. Then the ingredients are ground together with bananas and cardamom and molded into bite-sized balls and fried in ghee. Next, Radharani prepares some more tarts. This one's called Sidhu Vilas. White flour is stirred and mixed evenly with boiled milk. Then smashed ripe bananas are added with black pepper and nutmeg in thick sugar water. Afterwards, fresh honey and camphor are poured over them. These five types of sweets made by Radhika defy the taste of nectar. With great affection, Krishna eagerly enjoys them all. So those five sweets are Amrit Keli, Karpur Keli, Piyusha Granti Palika, Siruvilas. And Ananga Gutika. Three of these sweets, Amrit Keli, Karpur Keli, and Piyusha Palika, are favorite throughout Brajabhumi. Radhika reserves the remaining two sweets, Ananga Gutika and Sidhu Vilas, for Krishna's Ras Leela snacks in the forest. There's five special sweets that Krishna especially likes, and two of them Radharani makes in the afternoon, around 4:30, 5:30 in the afternoon, late afternoon, and then she brings them, or the mandris carry these two sweets, Ananga Gutika and Siruvilas, for Krishna's meal after the exuberant Rasleela in the middle of the night. Radha makes other types of laddus from condensed cream, ground coconut, sugar, cloves, cardamom, and camphor. After frying in ghee, cloves are added before dumping them in sugar water. Radha also makes a cream-filled pancake called sarapuri. After cooking, Radharani takes a bath. The sakis anoint Radha's body with musk and other fragrances before dressing her in a bright red outfit. The sakis tie Radha's hair in a braid and paint colorful designs on her limbs. They apply full moon-shaped tilak made from sandalwood, tinted with kumkum, a dot of black musk, kasturi, graces Radha's chin, and that dot looks like a baby bee. They adorn Radha's chest with a flower garland, and then give her a blue lotus to twirl in her hand. A large nose pearl dangles beneath Radhika's elegant nose. Black kajal is applied around Radha's eyes, and a crown is put on her head. Silken ropes are tied around Radha's waist, and her lips are red from chewing fresh pan offered by her Sakhi Manjaris. The Sakhi Manjaris decorate Radha's hair with various attractive and fragrant flowers, and they paint the bottom of Radha's feet with red alta. Next, Radharani is decorated with her 12 ornaments. Two hair jewels are placed on either side of her forehead. With a special ornament fastened in the center. Numerous bracelets blue sapphire bangles, and armlets grace Radha's arms. A special ear ornament, earring, called Chakra Shalaka, sits atop of Radharani's ear, and earrings hang from them. Radha's beautiful waist is adorned with a jeweled bell chain, Kinkini Mala. Numerous necklaces hang on Radha's chest, and many jeweled and golden diamond rings beautify her fingers. Radha wears 5 rings on her 5 fingers of her left hand, 2 rings on the fingers of her right hand, 1 ring on her pinky, and 1 ring on her ring finger, which leaves her index, middle, and thumb free, no rings. Radha's feet are adorned with Nupura, ankle bells, and toe rings. Radha's neck is adorned with a choker and a locket. This concludes Apran Leela, late afternoon pastimes, and either Yavat or Barsana, where Radha's cooking 5 special sweets for Krishna in the evening and later at Ras Leela, and also bathing and dressing.